Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Falcons,
see them a couple weeks,
are 6-4. They're 7-4. Excuse me. And the Falcons are trying to get to 7-4.
Right.
And obviously, it's it kind of keep pace in the division with the lead they have. It's not going to be easy. You know, I texted someone yesterday. I was like, I don't think the injury report was long enough with all the guys that we have on this injury report, because you go through it and who we're going to get and who we're going to get back and who we might not have. I would expect, first off, both your centers are on the injury report, but they were full participation. Ryan Neusel had a calf. Drew Dahman looks like he is going to actually come back and play this week. Thought it might happen last week.
Yeah, it's big.
But it looks like Lorenzo Carter should be back because he was a full participant, so I'd expect him to be activated. Cousins is good, and Algier and Drake, all full participants, all should play. The one that worries me is the Darnell Mooney being unlimited. I think he'll play. Troy Anderson a limit. I think he'll play. Lindstrom, he'll play. Grady and Zach Harrison both limited as well.
Both with the Achilles strains. Strange.
Yeah.
It's not something you usually see side by side on an injury report together.
No, and one could, I guess, be, well, there's three of them. Darnell Mooney
Darnell's got
too.
The Achilles
one, too. I guess.
Strange, dude.
Yeah, but what worries me is Charlie Warner did not practice concussion. I'm fearful he won't play. We'll know today, obviously, but I'm fearful. And then you look at Mike Hughes, who I think will be fine, but then maybe they're just holding him out. D. Alford worries me a lot.
I was going to say, am I wrong for thinking that the Mike Hughes injury would be less impactful than D. Alford?
I think it's your faith in Clark Phillips. But
exactly.
Remember, when Mike Hughes went out, he gave a big play to Marquez Valdes-Scantling,
right.
And it was and Rod just said it was just poor coverage.
Well, and the bottom line is, when you look at those two guys both being injured, it's like Clark Phillips probably goes in for either one. But now you look, who's the guy right underneath him? Antonio Hamilton. I mean, they're all three of those guys on the DNP yesterday. That kind of all lends itself to saying you feel like you'll be extremely limited at that position. Natron Brooks, I know that he's been kicking it around a little bit up and down and activated and not activated and everything else. So we'll see how that all kind of plays out as far as the injury report goes. When we got in this morning, I wanted to take a look at Bo Nix and what he was able to do. All right, so I go back and look at his game log because I'm like, he's really a guy that can hurt you with his legs, but how often does he do it? So I go look at his game log for this year. 35 yards in the opener, 25 in week 2, 47 in week 3. Then it goes down, not much. Then you jump up, all of a sudden against the Chargers, 61 rushing yards. And against the New Orleans Saints, 10 carries, 75, dude. And I got to tell you, with everything we're talking about in the secondary and the injuries, I think we might see a larger amount than usual of zone coverage in this game, because I don't think they're going to be willing to turn their back and run away from Bo Nix in these situations. You know that's what Sean Payton's going to ask them to do. And it also sounds like, more so than normal, I know we're a big cover three team, more so than normal, you might not want to get in man coverage without some of these corners in this matchup. So I think that's something to watch as well.
Well, running quarterbacks, when they see man coverage, they know in the back of their head, if I'm flush and I take off, there's going to be a spot in the field that's wide open. Sometimes, depending on depending, it's the middle of that field.
Right.
And sometimes it's one side. I think what hopefully, and we have to remember, when you're playing the run, you're setting the edge, right? That's kind of the whole thing. Oh, set the edge. But you do that in your pass rush as well. So you have to maintain your pass rush lanes.
Lane integrity, my friend.
Yes.
Lane integrity.
And what we mean by that is head coach. Don't crash inside. If you're the outside edge rusher, don't crash in, and unless you're running a twist or a stunt, obviously. But if you're just straight up rushing four, and it's just a regular old four-man rush, and there's no little intricacies to it, do not crash inside. Because when you crash inside or get pinned to the inside, that leaves the entire outside now to where Bo Nix can escape, not only make a play with his eyes and his arm, but a lot of time it's going to be with his legs. You have to maintain your pass rush integrity.
Well, and here's what I'll say. 10 carries for 75 against New Orleans. I'd say they were probably half and half scrambles and design runs. So it's something you're going to have to keep your eye on. I'll also say this. There were times when his throwing on the run, not very good. A couple overthrows, a couple underthrows, a couple out of bounds. So that's something to keep an eye on as well.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.